The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 216, Circuit Breaker.
Joe Mack, do you still have the two fighters in sight?
That's affirmative. They appear to be following them to the surface.
Helmsman, continue hot re-entry.
Aye, Captain.
Joe Mack, notify me immediately if the fighters break off their escort with the Potomac.
No worries, Nate. I'm locked and loaded if they decide to pay us a visit.
Jaffra, if the fighters approach us, be prepared to take the con.
I'll be ready.
I think if they had seen us, they'd already be on us.
I concur.
5 degrees right on present course for downwind of landing site.
5 right. Passing through 25,000.
This means we won't have any contact with Gabby until we land and get close to their ship.
I have a feeling she can take care of herself. I don't think they'll try anything until after they land and get what's left of Wi-Fi to their facility.
Hull approaching maximum temperature.
Reduce airspeed by 10%.
I see. 10% reduction.
Joe Mack, what's the status of the Rage Fighters?
They all just went into a layer of clouds. It's obvious they didn't spot us.
Continue the approach.
Passing through 10,000 at maximum safe velocity.
Let's hope those fighters aren't doubling back and waiting for us below this cloud layer.
Captain Tam, I have their transponder signals. Both fighters are escorting the Potomac. We are not in danger.
Descend to 7,000. Turn right 15 degrees.
Continuing descent to 7,000. Right 15 degrees.
Everyone secure your seatbelts. Please place your trays in the upright position.
Trays? What trays?
I just like saying that.
7,000 and on course.
Captain, both fighters and the Potomac have turned off their transponders.
Thank you.
That means they have the airport in sight.
Begin a slow 180 to port and descend to 3,000.
3,000. Coming about 180 degrees to port.
No visual on our landing site yet, but we've broken through the cloud layer.
Are you sure we can land without being spotted?
We're coming in on the opposite side of this big mountain you see on the monitor. They'll be landing the Potomac on that runway to the west, along with two fighters. I don't think they'll see or hear it.
Joe Mack, once we land, head for the cargo bay. We'll meet you there.
Roger that.
You'll be using the 4-passenger EV. I think the quads will be too loud. It's fully charged, so you should be good to go.
10 complete. We are at 3,000.
Reduce airspeed to landing speed.
Aye, aye. Slowing to 250.
Remember our teams, Marco and I and Tam and Jomac.
Begin your approach descent. Highest reported obstacle is at 30 standard meters.
Copy that. On final approach.
Everything looks clear. I believe the Potomac and her two escorts have landed.
Georgia, shut down to standby mode.
Shutting down to standby mode.
Leaving the cupola, heading for the cargo bay.
We're on our way.
Please stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is now closed. You are cleared for egress.
Hello, Mr. Pierman. I see we have company.
Yes, they arrived just ahead of you.
How was the trip?
Short, just like I like it. Hello, Sam. Good to see you again.
Hey, Jin Hawk. Nice to see you, too. Do you need help with your luggage?
If you wouldn't mind. I thought you two were coming after me.
We got an early start. So you're not taking the STIP to DC?
No, I've got my car here. My meeting with Holiday isn't until this afternoon. I understand you two are headed back to the Houston area.
It will be about 2 hours west of Houston.
Really? What's going on there?
Your old friend Korski is being reassigned to an army post there.
It used to be called Fort Sam Houston. Now it's called Joint Base San Antonio.
I thought that when I interrogated him, we got enough to hold him for an Article 32 investigation.
We did. Unfortunately, his team was able to discredit the eyewitness to the accident.
He, as you say, skated away free and clear of all charges.
That's terrible. I imagine Scarlett was pretty upset about that.
You might say that, but we're not giving up. We're following up on his past assignments and his superiors. Somebody high up had to have helped.
We heard you had quite an adventure with the Russians.
That's an understatement. By the way, Mr. Pierman, did you get my after-action report?
Yes, it arrived early this morning.
I guess it did. We're 5 hours ahead of you. I'm ready for lunch, and you guys probably haven't even had breakfast yet.
Well, speaking for myself...
I know you have. What was I thinking?
We'd love to stay and eat, but Captain Richards is waiting for us at the Houston transfer point.
Is this a direct transfer to Houston?
No. They'll go to alternate St. Martin first and then catch the Houston stip from there.
In that case, give my regards to Tracy and good luck with Korski.
And good luck with whatever your next case may be.
Take care, everyone.
Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
See ya.
So, will we head straight to Houston from the alternate St. Martin?
No. The controller will want to speak to you before you head to Houston.
Really? I wonder what he wants.
I believe he wants to brief you on Rage activities. We're still looking at Rage being directly involved with Colonel Korski.
Well, based on the fact that he doesn't seem to have a paper trail prior to the late 90s, we feel the same. We know that the people who subdued Thornton and Barnes were fellow Hongans. It's almost a fact that Korski is either Rage or a Rage puppet.
I think we're getting to the point where we won't have to speculate much more. Are you ready for transport?
Let's get this show on the road. Come on, Sam.
Right behind you.
Please hold on to the bar.
Welcome to St. Martin Central. Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
You are cleared for egress.
Welcome. I'm Sarah. If you'd follow me to our shuttle.
This layout is quite different from the one in Houston.
Yes, this transfer point was built several years before the Houston one. We're a bit larger because we're an international hub, whereas Houston is more of a domestic hub.
Well, that would explain some of the weird stips I see. Is that a beer bottle?
Oh, yes. That was the one your agent, Hawk, used to go to Denmark in. Here we go. Please fasten your seat belts.
I thought the controller stayed on Boulderbar.
Usually he does. It just so happens that he has an IDF committee meeting here, and he wanted to take the opportunity to meet with you two.
Any idea what the controller wants to talk to us about?
Not really. He usually briefs personnel heading out on a galactic mission. I understand you two are headed to Houston?
Yes, so I'm not sure why the controller wants to see us.
Most likely it's because it involves the IDF somehow.
Two questions, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you have any idea how long this will take?
You're on his schedule, so you shouldn't have to wait too long to see him. I don't know how long he'll be with you, but he does have another appointment in an hour.
Okay, well, that brings me to another question. Will I have time to go to the cafeteria? Because if I don't get something to eat soon, I may not make it.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Director.
Good afternoon, sir.
Have you made use of your notebook yet, Simmons?
I wrote my name on the front, sir.
I see. Has Agent Simon let you retrieve your phone yet?
Yes, sir. Thankfully, he did, sir.
I think Junior Analyst Simmons can better appreciate what it's like to work without technical assistance.
You mean having something to do the thinking for you?
Precisely.
I can see that not having my smart devices would make it difficult for me to do what I do, but having them makes life so much easier.
Until you lose them or can't use them. So, Director, do you have anything for us?
Here are your briefs. Open to page one while I close the door.
Berlin. We were there just a few days ago.
You and Simmons will be returning to our embassy there. You'll be working with our liaison, Helmut Schmidt. Note the graph at the bottom of the page. There are approximately 250,000 followers of Islam in Berlin alone.
That's nearly 10% of the city population.
If you turn the page, you'll note that there's been an increase in Islamic terrorism in the last few years. Prior to this, most of the incidents involved the IRA.
Sir, I'm sensing that Berlin may have a part in this.
That's what you and Agent Simon will be investigating. We believe these terrorists are making their way up through Europe, with Berlin being a main hub for transferring them to England.
With nearly 10% of the city population being Islamic, there's probably a good support base for them.
That's our thinking. We want you to meet with Herr Schmidt and see if you can make any correlation between the local Muslim population and some of the incidents throughout Britain.
You mean incidents not related to the IRA? It was my understanding that they were responsible for most of the terrorist activities here.
That may have been true a few years ago, but recently there has been an upsurge in Islamic activity.
If you'd look on the next page, you can see that over 65,000 unauthorized immigrants from the Middle East entered Britain last year. The vast majority are arriving by boat, many of them from Germany. You, Simmons, and Schmidt will monitor rail operations in Berlin. There has to be some sort of local organization that's helping to facilitate the movement of these immigrants.
I see this is strictly a surveillance operation.
Yes, this time you'll be shooting with a camera.
And Junior Analyst Simmons will be taking notes.
You're not seriously suggesting that I use this paper tablet.
I suggest you check your government-issued ink pen. You may need it.
Along with your pen? Bring an extra pencil and something to sharpen it with.
Yes, nothing like breaking your lead in the middle of taking notes.
All right. You two are messing with me, right? Right? I mean, you're not serious, are you?
Might I suggest a number two lead? It's durable and easy to erase.
I agree. I've tried the softer leaded ones and they wear down too fast. I think a number two is a good choice.
And now I know you're pulling my leg.
Yes. Seriously though, Simmons, you can't totally rely on the electronic devices.
He's right about that. Also, if you need a quick reference, you can easily flip through your pages and see what information you need much quicker than going through audio recordings.
When do we depart?
Tomorrow morning.
Good. That will give Simmons here plenty of time to sharpen his pencils.
Dismount. Tam, you and Joe Mack move north, and Marco and I will move south.
We'll take a position near the abandoned guard tower.
Are you sure our radio chatter won't be detected?
Georgia, have you detected any electronic activity in the area?
I am not detecting any activity in the shortwave radio range.
Notify me if you pick up any radio chatter from the base.
Understood.
Will the Mercury be able to notify us if there's movement on the base?
Nate is going to monitor the infrared cameras. If anyone moves, we'll know. All right, you two, move out. Get into position and then contact me.
We're going to split up, so you'll hear from both of us.
I'll be to the south of Joe Max, so I'll call first.
Yeah, I'll take it that we'll do the same.
Yes, you'll move south to that tower. I'll remain here, close to the gate. Any questions?
I'm good.
Same here.
What happens if we are spotted?
Make every effort not to be seen, but if you are, we'll have to retreat to the Mercury.
And just leave Gabby behind?
No, Nate has instructions to wait for us. When we arrive back to the ship, we'll stash the EV in the woods and then hide. Nate will depart. With any luck, they'll assume we left.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
All right, move out. I'll take up this position. You continue to the tower. Jaffra to Nate.
Go ahead.
We're getting into position. Do you have any thermal readings yet?
Negative. You're clear. We can see the four of you, but nothing else is showing up.
Excellent.
George is scanning the outbuildings for any unusual electrical activity. From the schematics we have, there's only a couple that could possibly hold a surgical operating room. As soon as there's an increase in electrical activity in any of them, we'll let you know.
Copy that.
There should be a large building to your 12 o'clock. George is indicating that there's a lot of electrical activity coming from it.
I have it in sight.
This is Marker. I have you loud and clear. I am in position.
Same here. Team Bravo, comm check.
In position. Have you 5x5?
You're loud and clear. Jomac, how do you read?
Loud and clear. We copied George's and Nate's transmissions. I believe the building is their headquarters.
That is correct.
I have eyes on the back exit.
I can see the rear side exit.
Marco and I are covering the front. The building we suspect they'll use is on this side of their headquarters. As soon as we spot them taking a route, a rally to the gate.
If we have to engage, I'm assuming that we will set to stun.
Yes, we can't afford friendly fire hitting Gabby.
You can bet they'll use deadly force. So the odds are in their favour.
Whatever those odds are, we're about to find out. I've got movement by the front door.
It looks like it's game time. Hold your position until we see her.
Got her.
Rally to the gate. Jaffra to Nate, did you copy our transmission?
Yes, we did. Georgia says stand by. Gabby's now in range and sending a message.
We will hold our position at the gate.
The message reads, do not engage. I have a plan.
Gentlemen, come in. Sam, it's good to see you again. I trust you found our cafeteria satisfactory?
It will hold me, until I get to Houston.
Detective Garrett, it's good to meet you. I want to commend you on your part in capturing Hank.
Thank you, sir. That was just a small part of that operation. So what is it you wanted to see us about?
Based on what we've learned about the two accomplices working with Korski, we definitely believe this is a Rage operation. We haven't yet determined if Korski is an alien or a Rage member, but we are certain that he is a participating member of that ongoing operation.
I take it that you don't have any further information on Korski prior to what we already have.
Which leads us to believe that he is definitely associated with Rage. That is why I wanted to see you both before you continued to Houston.
We've dealt with Rage before. What's so different about this investigation?
You'll be on your own. We don't have any operatives on that army post.
No local LEOs either?
My brother will be in a better position to help you there. My directive to you is that if you discover a direct link between Korski and Rage, then notify me at once. Now, I think your STIP is ready. Sarah, escort our agents to the Houston STIP.
Yes, sir.
I'll be in touch with Pierman. He'll keep me apprised of the situation. Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
If you'll follow me, please.
Are you looking forward to getting back to Texas?
It's always nice to get back home.
I wonder if it's like our Texas.
Sometimes hot, sometimes dry, sometimes stormy.
Sounds about right. What about you, Sam? Any similarities to Honga?
The food is much better in Texas. On Honga, it's volume. Taste doesn't really matter. I used to think I couldn't eat anything unless it was buried in salt. I've developed quite a taste for foods like barbecue, steak, mashed potatoes.
All right, Sam, stop right there. Last thing I need is to hear your stomachs growling. It's like dueling gastros.
I imagine that could get rather loud. Your stip is just ahead. I understand that Captain Richards will be meeting you there.
Yes. She was a big part of the Korski investigation. I'm sure she'll want an update.
She has a lot of experience in dealing with rage, right, Sam?
Yeah. She captured me in St. Louis. What can I say? The first time I saw her, I was stuffing my face with St. Louis barbecue. It was just too much.
Here we go. Well, good luck. In you go.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
There he is. Good to see you again, Detective Garrett.
Good to see you too, Captain Richards. Have I missed much?
Well, compared to the Hank incident, it's been very quiet. I've got your ride right outside. Follow me. Sam, good to see you again. And welcome back to Houston.
Thank you, Captain. I'm glad to be back.
Well, as are all the fast food restaurants.
Well, there's that, too.
What kind of credentials do you have?
You are both GS-11s, working for the GSA, doing spot audits.
Okay, you've got some splaining to do, Lucy.
Well, GS means you're a government servant, a civilian working for Uncle Sam.
No relation to you.
I know who he is.
The GSA is the Government Services Administration. In fact, the car you'll be driving has GSA license plate. Here are your ID cards. You'll have time to brush up on what the cover job is. Korski isn't due here right away.
Great. That'll give me some time to visit my favorite restaurant.
And which one is that?
All of them.
Where are you taking me now?
If I had my way, to a soundproof room.
We're moving you to a secure facility, but first we need to take Lord Zokar's circuit to our medical lab for safekeeping.
This dump has a medical lab?
Yes. In its day, it was one of the finest labs in the sector.
I have a feeling that day passed a long time ago.
Don't worry. It will do for what we need.
Gabby, you are now within my range. I am monitoring your conversation. I am working on your escape plan.
Fantastic.
What is fantastic?
Your lab. Fantastic. Can't wait to be impressed. Am I going to get a guided tour?
Please. After you.
This doesn't look much like a lab. More like an old mental hospital. Hey, is this where you used to live?
Make all your jokes now. You won't be laughing soon.
This isn't a lab. This is an operating room. A little help.
No one is going to help you.
Finally, I'll shut you up for good.
Main power control access. Off switch code 6073.
6. 0.
What are you mumbling?
7.
She has lost her mind.
3.
The lights.
Ah! She kicked me.
Will Gabby make her escape and will Joffre and the others save her? Will Garrett and Sam succeed in their cover? And how will Simmons do in Berlin with Agent Simon? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Escape from Latumas.